రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 24-26 ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పట్. మహారాజ్ భరత్ కంటిన్యూ టు స్పీక్ లైక్ ఎ మ్యాడ్ మ్యాన్. సీయింగ్ అబౌవ్ హిజ్ హెడ్ ది డార్క్ మార్క్స్ ఆన్ ది రైజింగ్ మూన్ విచ్ రిజెంబుల్డ్ ఎ డీర్ హి సెడ్ కెన్ ఇట్ బి దట్ ది మూన్ హూ ఇస్ సో కైండ్ టు ఎన్ అన్హ్యాపీ మ్యాన్ might also be kind upon my dear. Knowing that it has strayed from home and has become motherless, this moon has given the deer shelter near itself just to protect it from the fearful attacks of a lion. After perceiving the moonshine, Maharaj Bhat continued speaking like a crazy man. He said, the deer's son was so submissive and dear to me that due to its separation, I am feeling separation from my own son. Due to burning fear of this separation, I am suffering as if inflamed by a forest fire. My heart, which is like the lily of the lad, is now burning. Seeing me so distressed, the moon is suddenly splashing its shining nectar upon me. Just as a friend throws water on another friend, who has high fever. In this way, the moon is bringing me happiness. According to Ayurvedic treatment, it is said that if one has high fever, someone should splash him with water after gargling this water. In this way, the fever subsides. Although Bharata Maharaj was very aggrieved due to the separation of his so-called son, the deer, he thought that the moon was splashing gargled water on him from its mouth and that this water would subdue his high fever, which was raising due to separation from the deer. 26. Deva Goswami continued, my dear king, in this way Bharata Maharaj was overwhelmed by uncontrollable desire, which was manifest in the form of deer. Due to the fruitive results of his past deeds, he fell down from mystic yoga. Austerity and worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If it were not due to his past fruitive activity, how could he have been attracted to the deer? After giving up the association of his own son, family, considering them stumbling blocks on the path of spiritual life, how could he show such uncontrollable affection for a deer? This was definitely due to his past karma. The king was so engrossed in petting and maintaining the deer that he fell down from his spiritual activities. In due course of time, insurmountable death, which is compared to a venomous snake that enters the hole created by a mouse, situated itself before him. Deva Goswami continued, my dear king, in this way Bharata Maharaj was overwhelmed by an uncontrollable desire which was manifest in the form of the deer. Due to the fruitive results of his past deeds, he fell down from mystic yoga, austerity and worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead. If it were not due to his past fruitive activity, how could he have been attracted to the deer? After giving up his own son, family, considering them as stumbling blocks on the path of spiritual life, how could he show such uncontrollable affection for a deer? This was definitely due to his past karma. This king was so engrossed in petting and maintaining the deer, and he fell down from his spiritual activities. In due course of time, insurmountable death, which is compared to a venomous snake that enters the hole created by a mouse, situated itself before him. As will be seen in later verses, Bharata Maharaj at the time of death would be forced to accept the body of a deer due to the attraction for the deer. In this regard, a question may be raised: how can a devotee be affected by past misconduct and vicious activities? In Brahma Samhita it is said, karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. For those engaged in devotional service, bhakti bhajan, the results of past deeds are indemnified. According to this, Bharata Maharaj could not be punished for his past misdeeds. The conclusion must be that Bharata Maharaj purposefully became over addicted to the deer and neglected his spiritual advancement. To immediately rectify his mistake for a short time, he avoided the body of a deer. This was just to increase his desire for mature devotional service. Although Bharata Maharaj was awarded the body of an animal, he did not forget what had previously happened due to his purposeful mistake. He was very anxious to get out of this body. And this indicates that his affection for devotional service has intensified, so much so it is quickly to attain perfection in a Brahmin body in the next life. It is with this conviction that we declare in our Back to Godhead magazine that devotees like the Goswamis living in Vrindavan, who purposefully commit sinful activity, are born in the bodies of dogs, monkeys, and tortoises in that holy land. Thus they take on these lower life forms for a short while, and after they give up those animal bodies, they again promote it to the spiritual world. Such punishment is only for a short period, and it is not due to past karma. It may appear to be due to past karma, but it is offered to rectify the devotee and bring him to pure devotional service. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग टू रीड अर्थमारस अटैचमेंट्स एंड इज degradation from his exalted position. These are the consequences and consider. So like Bharata Maharaj, he has many positive qualities. He was born in a very great family. He was trained from the childhood. He had a guru directly instructed him, his own father. He was very serious about spiritual life. And actually almost he made it to Bhava stage. Spiritual life means attachment to God. Spiritual life is not something vague. Spiritual life is not something sentimental, something blind. Spiritual life is a science. Spiritual life is systematic. Spiritual life is organizable, tangible. And spiritual life brings out so much transformation. And spiritual life, it will give you ananda which you don't find anywhere in the material world. And spiritual life, it will stop all your material anxieties and problems. It's a complete solution. Spiritual life is a complete solution to everything. What is spiritual life for material gains? Generally for material gains, we do some material activity. But you can get all these things by spiritual life also. In spiritual life, you can get wealth. In spiritual life, you can regain your health. In spiritual life, you can develop all good qualities. Fully satisfied. Spiritual life is not that different for different people. Spiritual life, it doesn't change from Kali Yuga to Satya Yuga. In Satyuga also, people were approaching Krishna. And in Kali Yuga also, not that in Kali Yuga you have to worship a different god, Sai Baba, Meher Baba, and like that, same god. And also, you have to develop the same attachment in any time, in any place, for anybody, that your mind must be completely absorbed in Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. Your consciousness should be completely immersed in Krishna. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen like a magic, although Krishna can do it. Krishna can make you a devotee in no time, if he wants. But generally, Krishna doesn't give bhakti like that. You have to earn your right for bhakti, generally. I can bring some fruits to you, but I cannot eat them for you. You have to eat. There was a story on a hot summer day. A wife was making many preparations, cooking in near the hot place. Hot place, summer. So she was and then she made a plate for the husband. And husband was sweating. So the woman asked her, I did the whole cooking, working so hard. And I sat at the fireplace. Why are you sweating? He said, you may have spent time at the fireplace. And you have cooked all these things, spending a lot of time. What thing I have to do? Which is also life, it is not some clear in your college education. It's here. The speaker may not be practicing it himself, material education. And the hearer may not really take it seriously because he is studying it for getting a degree. You know? What kind of education is useless? The speaker, he doesn't practice it. And the listener also doesn't practice it. He just wants a degree. He can get a job. He is not really interested. He is interested in money. So, spiritual life, it doesn't happen like that. Spiritual life, the speaker has to be convinced himself, committed himself, and he must be practicing it himself. Then he will speak. Similarly, the listener, he has to take everything seriously. That's the whole problem in training devotees. Everybody, he will do his play mridanga. Likes to do it, if he doesn't like it, this he will not make any spiritual advance. Because it is controlled by the mind. People don't understand why we are doing all this. We are doing all these things to control the mind. But if you want to be controlled by the mind, that's why you are not cooperating with the authority. So you want to control the mind, you want to be controlled by the mind. Everybody wants to be controlled by the mind. Nidhi will do, if she likes, she will do, if she doesn't like, then where is the control of the mind? If you like it, you do it, if you don't like it, I can't do it. You have to push. You will not do it, but you will be pushed out. I'm there. You try to push him to do it for his benefit. Yesterday, you were there. Yesterday something happened. You are not there. You are there. Kavali. So in Kavali, Muni Krishna was there. I had some visit to one more house. So I said, let the kirtan be going on at the program place. And I was invited on somebody's birthday, some little sitting with the family. I came at 5 o'clock. Muni Krishna is outside. He was supposed to be with Divyam. There are many other men also there inside. It's not just only Mahila Mandali. There are some 6 to 8 men are also there. They're standing outside. And I said, why are you standing outside? Because we brought you here. Because you are a good kirtan man. All ladies are doing it. Ladies are not human beings or what? They are devotees. Jyoshna and Revati. They are devotees. And he said, they are so dedicated. They get up so early in the morning, they seriously chant, and they go out, struggle to distribute books, and they are so enthusiastic about kirtan. And when kirtan is going on, and you come out and say, like that, what is this? And you are completely in tamogun. And he was asking, your Mata is a nice devotee than man, why don't you sing Mangala Arati? That is his proposal. Krishna Murari is saying. So, who is attending? Then the point is, everything by examination, nothing is taken for granted. Every devotee, we see them, how they are submissive, how they are doing their sadhana, and how they are enthusiastic, and then this is how you recognize devotees. And then I try to tell him, why you are talking like this, that devotees' kirtan is going on, you are supposed to be in the kirtan. He's saying, he is trying to say that they may be distributing books like this, he is talking. Some things they may do, something I do which they cannot do. That means what is the learning? The temple. The temple, we should see the good things in others. Always, then you will become a good devotee. Not that, like this, like this. You will also be like that. Tamagun. Very bad, no? Staying in the temple for so many years, but very careful, simple things. It's nice to be enthusiastic in the kirtan, cooperate with the authorities. Why we are here? Why we are here? If you want to be independent, go to your home. And you do anything you like. Staying in ashram. Ashram. You have taken shelter. But you have not just taken shelter to stay and eat. You have taken shelter to train your mind. Chapan. Kucha better than Kobarga just said, 7 years. The people, that is called familiarity. Familiarity means when we start staying, we make it another house. Ashram ko ghar bana diya. Ghar mein baitha wo karta rahega, maa baap se koi aayega, jo marzi bolta rahega, karta rahega. Not allowed in the ashram. Ashram means you have taken shelter, that means you have to follow. Otherwise, what is the shelter? Similarly, if you have become Sishya, Sishya means Sasana, want to be ruled by the Guru, authority, then we become good devotees. We have our nature. We are not pure devotees to begin with. We want to become, and we have to become pure devotees. So, nothing is gained without working hard for it. Either it is material life or spiritual life, you have to work your way to your attainment, to your achievement. Not that things happen automatic. Things don't happen automatic. Especially in Krishna consciousness, you have to become so submissive. You have to become so hardworking. You have to become so sincere. Hardworking, sincere, submissive. So people don't know nothing. Simply passing time, then next one. If you don't complete your bhakti in this life, you don't get out of this world. You have to take birth again. So Prabhupada said, anyone who has accepted a guru, don't ever take birth again in the womb of a mother. If you come to Guru and Krishna, you finish your business in this life. Because you don't know, in the next life it will be more difficult. Kali Yuga is advancing, progressing. You will not get roti, then where is bhakti? Looking for sati. That is Kali Yuga. So when things are a little better, you be serious about the whole thing, you know. Say you are unmarried, all of you. Then you can do bhakti. If you are married, then you have so many other obligations. So many things will come. Relatives, health problems, financial problems, children's problems. So, when you are unmarried, or you want to remain unmarried, for what? In Germany also, women don't want to marry. Because they said it's a hassle. If they marry, then we have to wear a house. House needs, children, and combined life, family. He said, let me be independent, let me be free. So, just remaining unmarried doesn't make you a brahmachari or a devotee. Because in Germany people don't want to marry, not for bhakti. It's a hassle, it's a nuisance, too many problems. So, when you are unmarried, but you are not 24 hours trying to gain control over the mind and engage the mind in Krishna service, then you are also like the German woman who wants to remain unmarried, so that they can just live an irresponsible life. My sister also, she did not marry. Not that she wants to practice bhakti. She wants to get rid of all that household. So, she is lazy, proud, indulgent, sense gratifier, and hellish mentality. Suppose somebody is like that and says, I am not married, but you have a hellish mentality, and you are lazy, and somebody is coming? Good, to keep people waiting. Don't frustrate people. No, it's whimsical. We are here to serve immediately. Everybody should do his duties. It will bring a bad name to Prabhupada. If people think bad about ISKCON, they don't attend to their service. They are not polite. They are not neat in their dealings. The person has all good qualities. Otherwise, you are unhappy with your mind. If your mind is not in control, you are unhappy. When your mind is not in control, you also deal improperly with others. Lose. both ways. You are unhappy, you make others unhappy. But if your mind is in control, you are very satisfied, you have discipline, inner happiness, and so you want to be also reach out to others, make them comfortable, help them, serve them. That's our process, a devotional service. Always service. Devotional service. Serve God, serve Vaishnavas, serve public. Be always in the service mode. Devotional service. Servant. Coming to the main topic, Jada Bharat, Bharat Maharaj, what is called nip in the bud, you know, bud, Kali. Suppose you don't want the branches to grow. Sometimes we trim Tulasi. Suppose we want Tulasi to grow like this. But it is giving out some branch. You take it away. Otherwise, it will become bigger and bigger. It's called nip in the bud. You pick it in the early stage. So, right now, if you don't correct yourself, and if it becomes a habit, it will be more difficult. But the tendency of the people is that we are always in the influence of the body. We are always dominated by mode of ignorance. We always want to be lazy, generally. That's why people want money but don't want to work. People want to work less and want more. The tendency is that anyone who wants sense gratification, he cannot have a very dynamic body. But when you are a sense gratifier, the body becomes very dull. The mind becomes dull. And you lose your energies. Suppose you blah, 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 you talk, your mind becomes weak. And you cannot sit down and chant nicely. The blah, blah, gossip, no? You want to sit down and chant, but your mind doesn't go there. Mind wants to, your thoughts will haunt you. Whatever you are speaking all day, they will. We should know, spiritual life is not for unintelligent people. Spiritual life is not for lazy people. Not for crazy people. Not for lazy people. And you're intelligent, you are not crazy. You are very active, you are not lazy. Spiritual life. Now, because we don't get so many students, sometimes you have to take a chance. Let's give our association, let's educate them, let's train them. Rupa said, you have to spend 60 gallons of blood to make one devotee. So, what did I say? Rupa said, it takes, I shed my blood so much. Prabhupada was trying to make them serious, trying to educate them. Prabhupada lectures, you know, he speaks at the top of his voice just to impress them. And he pushes himself. So like in Kumbh Mela Haridwar, very cold, winter time, very cold. Prabhupada got up at 3 o'clock, and then before 4 o'clock to take bath. Prabhupada, nobody was taking bath. Everybody was waiting for hot water. Everybody was waiting for the sun to come up. So, Prabhupada, 82-year-old man, if I don't set the example, how will they know? Prabhupada, why you are taking such a trouble or such freezing cold water? Early morning time, the climate is so cold. Huh? They are taking that. Prabhupada said, if I don't do this, how will you learn that these things have to be done? I don't mind dying, taking this unfavorable cold shower, but I want you to learn. In Australia one time, no temples, nothing. No temple. Prabhupada writing about devotees. Oh, no temple, no Mangalakya. Everybody is sleeping. I don't know what Divya was doing in Kavali. Honestly, say what time you are getting daily. Honestly, what time you are getting up in Kavali? 5:50. Here you have to get up at 3:45. This is what happens when you are outside the temple. So Prabhupada in Australia, you know, was doing his writing and management. They took it lightly and stopped everything. But because Australia was a rich country, prasadam time, everybody was on time. Everybody was on time and nice prasadam. Prabhupada, he tolerated for 2-3 days. 2-3 days were seeing whether anybody is responsible in his behavior. But prasadam time, everybody is very enthusiastic. I need too many items, you know. But Mangala Rupad, he had a calling bell. The assistant got up. Prabhupada said, why everybody is not up by 4 o'clock? You think my disciples are meant for leading a life to eat and sleep? After that, you go out and work, find a job, work. And you don't pose to be devotees dressing like this. If you dress like this, then you really live like a disciple. Always, people are outside, always. If you understand spiritual life, if you understand spiritual life, you are anxious yourself. Suppose you are trying to control your mind every day. I want to get up and complete my rounds before 7 o'clock in the morning, before 4 o'clock. Because you are having a business. But you don't know that you have a serious business. Or your body is completely in the mode of ignorance. That in the spiritual life. So, actually Prabhupada said, this ISKCON movement is not meant for hanky-panky people. People who are really after spiritual life. Test them, examine them, let them come from outside. When you find them sufficiently serious, then you give them a chance to stay in the ashram. Unfortunately, they are saying, in the temple pujaris are necessary, so just give Brahman Diksha. Brahman Diksha you have to give to someone with Brahminical qualifications. But because we don't have pujaris, alright, okay. And they will beat their heads and fight. Brahmins don't fight. Brahmins are very peaceful people. For anything that comes, hence, because we need people, we take devotees. Not that they are qualified to stay, because if they are qualified to stay in the ashram, they voluntarily they want to cooperate and they push you. Come, yes, do it. No, just step into the job. At least you can tighten at the time of diksha. That's a, what we decide. Our temple is big, you have to engage people, all right, let's take a chance. But when you want to give diksha, disciple, that time you frankly tell them on their face, I am not ready to. Meaning when you think you are at least with the basic qualification of a disciple, then you will be given diksha. They are really after God. Diksha. I don't want anything but God. I don't want anything but service of Krishna. I don't want anything but the association of devotees. The devotees are always very cooperative, very enthusiastic, and they want to do 10 more things for Krishna. Material work will exhaust you, it will make you worn out, tired. But spiritual work, your enthusiasm will grow. That's the nature of spiritual life. You want to do more and more, more and more. With the limitations of the body, you want to do more. But you are enjoying it. People are advanced devotees, they enjoy getting up for Mangalarti. They like, let's chant and dance. Mangalarti of Krishna. Not for your pleasure. So, Bharat Maharaj, somehow he came under the influence of the body, he came under the influence of the mind, he came under the influence of three modes of material nature, and the result that he fell down from his spiritual life, from the spiritual stature. How can anyone become attached to a deer? Or business with the deer? Goseva. We do Goseva because that is pleasing to Krishna. And while doing Goseva, you remember Krishna's pastimes of herding the cows. While doing Goseva, you see how Krishna Balaram and the cowherds, and you see that this is civilization. Brahminical civilization is to take care of the cows. So you cannot say it is attachment to animal. Goseva. Krishna likes that you be attached to devotees. Krishna likes. So you cannot call it like mundane attachment. Attached to devotees. You cannot say just like we are devotees. To advance devotees, you are very attached. It's good. You are not attached because he is your ashram fellow. He is not attached because he also speaks Hindi. Not like that. Your attachment is based on their spiritual enthusiasm and advancement. Accordingly, you choose your friends. So it is a source of inspiration for you. No? So Bharat Maharaj, Savadhani Hati Durgatana Gati. Spiritual life, it is a moment-to-moment watchfulness. You have to be always on guard. Because Maya and life, there's always conflict. Maya wants to trap you, whereas you want to get out of Maya. So it's going to be a tussle. It's going to be a fight. So we should know why we are here in the temple, why we are at the place of Guru, because we want to improve ourselves, want to control our mind, want to develop attachment to Krishna Seva. So when you try it, Krishna, God helps those who help themselves. If you are not serious, Krishna will just shun you, will ignore you. If you are serious, then Krishna will give you more and more opportunities to practice bhakti and to serve Him. So the point is, bhakti is for faithful, sincere people. Faithful, sincere. Faithful means very strong. You have no doubts. Shraddha, sabda. Shraddha, sabda. Vishwasa kaile. Krishna karma kut. Sarva karma vele. When the word Shraddha means if I do Krishna's work, then complete work is done. That's your view. If I work for Krishna, and I have done a complete job. Shraddha, sabda, viswasa. The Shraddha, sabda means viswasa. Krishna karma, sarva karma vela. If you 24 hours you serve Krishna, you know, I have completed my job in this world. That includes everything. That includes service to parents. That includes doing your job. That includes your needs and maintenance of faith. If I 24 hours I serve Krishna, Krishna will take care of my needs. No doubt. If you can serve Krishna 24 hours, Krishna will take care of you. Krishna promises. So, spiritual life is for people who are sincere and serious. People are faithful and serious. That means they don't deviate and they are fixed on the job. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Irandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sriyala Prabhupada ki.